Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Our friends at MTE want to remind you that they have staffed up today. They are ready to respond in case there are any weather situations that warrant action from them today. They're on standby to help other communities if, you know, we're spared the worst of things here, and we can certainly hope so. And maybe all of us are just fine, and we'll get through this, and that's going to be the majority of everybody listening in today. But if the power goes out, just know that MTE is here and ready to get to work and doing things preventatively in the process to make sure we're all in good shape. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Well, today, my life is made better by the visit from Lee Colvin here this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey there, buddy. How you doing today?
Good. Doing good. It's a busy day out the weather window back there. Or could be.
It sounds like it is. Yeah. This sounds like a crazy one.
It's April, right? So, I mean, we come to expect it.
Love tornado season, right?
Man, yeah. It's a year and a day. Yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the one that went through Reedyville.
Ah, yeah.
So, yeah. But hopefully
wow,
we won't.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, it is. It just seems like it hasn't been that long ago. But we want to make sure that folks are safe today. And we're going to be talking about Every Kid is a Hero Day. That's the best thing about April to me.
Loving Every Kid is a Hero, Brian. And I tell you what, we are getting so excited for this event. You know, the encouragement, the words that we've been hearing, the excitement from the county that we're getting, we're just loving every bit of it and cannot get enough right now. We've got capes and masks for the kids. We've got T-shirts for the volunteers. We've got games prepared for the kids. And the comic books have come in where each child has created with their teacher their own avatar. So they're going to be their own superhero or their own comic book. And then, you know, even the best part, as much as all of that is fun and exciting for the kids on the day of, the best part is, you know, we've been raising good money. Matter of fact, you and I were talking about it last time. Last night, I got the final congratulations awareness email from Republic Services. You know, Smyrna Ready Mix, Republic Services, Edward Jones, the Jones Foundation, Breakthrough Tennessee. We've had so many great sponsors.
The Jones Foundation, MTSU Jones Foundation, or Edward Jones Foundation?
So, great question. So, Jennings and Rebecca Jones Foundation.
That's what I thought.
Yep. But. Yep. Now, granted, for Edward Jones, any of us who have contributed have been able to also put in our notice of contribution, and then Edward Jones matches as an employee up to $500 that we have pledged to a nonprofit in the year.
Awesome.
So,
well, that's good.
That's definitely been a help. A lot of us have been able to do that. You know, Dana Womack, State Farm, is a sponsor. She's wonderful. Kevin Sizemore with Tetherell Helen Welch CPAs are a sponsor. Just so many great organizations and corporations around here who are helping to get the awareness out, get the help out for the special needs children and the public school system of Rutherford County.
Well, it sounds like, you know, things are together. Got a lot of good sponsors and folks who are going to help with this and make sure that this happens. And have you seen the capes? Have you seen all that, the mask?
I saw a picture of them.
Okay.
They're actually at the UPS store right next to me, ready to be picked up. So.
Oh.
I'm leaving here to go get those, and then I'm picking up. I've seen the T-shirts, but I get to go pick those up tomorrow. So just so excited. We're still working on getting the banner put together, but everything's coming together so well.
Well, if If you send a picture today, I might have to put it online of you in a mask and a cape. I don't know.
I don't know if we're going to be getting that far. These are for the kids.
Right, right.
Kids, well, not for the adults.
Not for the kid at heart, right.
Right, right.
So when is the day again?
So it's actually going to be next Wednesday, April 10th. We do have a rain delay scheduled for the 11th, just in case. But it should be April 10th at Stewart's Creek High School. And, we've got over 300 special needs children. And we have about the, because of the needs of these children, some more extreme than others.
Sure.
But we have teachers, we have education assistants, we have one-on-one buddies, just so many good folks in the school system helping all the time who don't get the appreciation that they deserve.
They'll have a good time too, won't they?
They're going to have a great time too, and we just can't get enough excitement and energy around this.
You've done a couple of these before. How big do you think this could go? I mean, is this something that you want to try to do in Rutherford County every year, or kind of what are your thoughts?
Yeah, great question. This is definitely, and this is one of those things, Brian, where as we were, while we were putting out sponsorship requests, we were letting folks know, look, we're looking for donations, we're looking at funds, because the dollars that we are putting in are, at this point, we do have funds that are paying for the masks, the capes, the t-shirts, the comic books. There are obviously expenses in that, but we as a nonprofit organization aren't taking anything. The board, we don't take an income off of this. So this, everything that we're raising is going back into the program itself. So at the end of it, not only are we paying for all these items, but we're also going to be able to write a check to the special needs classrooms for Rutherford County. Don't have an exact number right now, but at this point, I feel like it's going to be right about $10,000 going back into the classroom, which, for a board of four people.
Yeah, that's
trying
great.
To work this. And this being our second public nonprofit event, we did it one other time in Sumner County as our first event because one of our board members is a teacher at Station Camp. But we're already looking at another program in Sumner County in the fall. Ultimately, we want to build on this in each county that we're going into. So along with donations, we're also looking for, bodies. We're wanting folks who want to be able to help the special needs community, want to help put in some time to raise funds, raise community awareness, and help these young men and women grow into be a greater success than they could ever imagine.
Yeah, that's awesome. So hopefully, you get some volunteers.
Looking for more volunteers so that hopefully we can get this approved to do it again next year and the following year and the following year, so that we can go to Sumner County, we can go to Rutherford, we can hopefully move into Wilson and Williamson, Davidson, and just keep slowly growing this process to help other children and other counties around.
So it's Every Kid is a Hero Day. That's going to be next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow. No wonder you're going to pick up stuff.
A week from tomorrow. It's coming fast. Absolutely.
So, and with a possible rain day if needed on the 11th at Stewart's Creek. And that's going to be a lot of fun.
So excited. Again, I think I believe I may have a press release for you to maybe put out on WGNS Radio's website and get out into the local community. Again, we're still taking donations. We need more money. The children You know, this is a group of children who don't just need the normal things.
Sure.
So the teachers, the classrooms, we need more money. We need more help. So please feel free to go on our website, everykidisahero.org. You can go into sponsorship. You can go into donate. You can give that way. But we'd love to see you. We'd love to get the assistance and help.
Lee Colvin joining us today here on Rutherford Issues. And if you missed part of the program today, hey, check the podcast. That's WGNSradio.com. Have a good day.
Greetings, friends. This is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. If you ever had to deal with the final arrangements of a